Did you hear? In the 1950s, the dream of a pop culture conformity drifted the driftwood on the suburban door-to-door shores. And did you hear? At the epitome of the avant-garde, John Cage composed a piece entitled 4 Minutes and 33 Seconds. And did you hear? It was composed as complete silence. He wanted to make a couple points. One, silence can't truly exist, and yet two, it is probably the most dramatic chord you will ever hear. Just think about it. The silence when you take your girl's breath away. And then a few months later, you feel so lonely, trapped in a silence. And there's that silence of hope heard in the static when America held its breath as Apollo soon passed the dark side of the moon. Silencing the USSR. A silence as humbling as the rock revolution where the clean analog of Dark Side of the Moon played a bass and catch register and formed the tune titled Money that cha-ching the awkward beat of an awkward silence that rings in your ears. I can safely say that it is as awkward a silence as those notes Beethoven heard in his head that began to revolutionize an art that kept Pink Floyd famous for decades of rather humble silence. And did you hear the silence in the bloody minutes after the bomb bludgeoned Hiroshima? And the creepy silence when you realized if you watched it in reverse, you'd see human beings form in a moment right out of midair, like creation or evolution in fast, fast motion, like an explosion of life as if we had the ultimate solution, as if we are the god with an army of atomic nightmares. And what about the silence after a Viet Cong is silenced with an automatic to the head for an ideal in his head, the ideal that dissolved life by life, head by head into a machine gun silence. And can we have a moment of silence? Like the moment of silence that played at full fucking volume after the death of Martin Luther King Jr. because you are silent when your voice becomes a noose around your neck and you were given one choice to be silent. And I bet you never considered the silence that follows a reading of Naked Lunch by William S. Burroughs where your mind is screaming, what the fuck, in the language of neurons? And did you hear the silence when you discovered this insane beatnik junkie revealed our addictions to Big Brother's telescreens? Did you hear when you began to notice the media is a digital rebirth of the bipartisan opium wars and the addiction to our televisions a part of our American metabolism controlled by the diet of the political do-nothings known as the Republicans, who just can't be silent? And what about the active silence of our eyes talking in an art museum or the inactive right to be silent where no one actually shuts up and the silence of the beauty of art and the art of silence whereas silence is everywhere you don't perceive it to be? It plays so loudly. It is awkward and special and political and unique. It is everything. And yet, John Cage announced silence doesn't exist. But he was silent about one thing. We have a First Amendment right to prove that silence doesn't exist. A right to say what you want invincibly. Right up until that day, you don't wake up and you just lie there and all you hear is...